You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 988, hour number one. We'll spend the first half hour on the music of Mario Davidovsky. Mario Davidovsky passed away at the age of 85 last week, and I've featured Davidovsky's work on Martian Gardens many times over the past 20 years. I've linked to the New York Times obituary for Mario Davidovsky, and they've interviewed for that obituary Marie Kimura and Eric Chazelot, both composers that we hear on Martian Gardens as well. He's sort of in the middle of the music that inspired Martian Gardens in the first place. Mario Davidovsky emigrated from his home in Argentina. He was born in rural Argentina in 1934 and arrived in the U.S. in 1960, where, on the invitation of Aaron Copland to join him at Tanglewood, he met Milton Babbitt, who was just in the newly founded Columbia Princeton Electronic Music Center, where Mario Davidovsky did a bunch of work. And his interest was taking this new electronic music and integrating it with conventional instruments in a series that he's most famous for called Synchronism. So we'll hear two Synchronisms in this first half hour of Martian Gardens. First, we'll hear Synchronisms number 5 for percussion ensemble and electronics, and then Synchronisms number 6, which is discussed in the obituary for Mario Davidovsky, and that's linked to at martiangardens.blog. Once again, that is martiangardens.blog, episode 988, hour number 1. And again, the Mario Davidovsky's Synchronisms number 6 is performed by Alec Karras on piano, included on The Music of Mario Davidovsky, Volume 3. Synchronisms number 5 I have released on the Pioneers of Electronic Music, which originally came out in 1991 on CRI and was reissued by New World Records about 15 years later. And we start with that piece right now, Mario Davidovsky, Synchronisms number 5.
Thank you. Thank you.
In memory of Mario Davidovsky, who died last week, August 23rd, I believe. August 23rd, 2019, died at the age of 85. And we just heard Synchronisms for electronics and instruments, which were the best known of Mario Davidovsky's work, electronics created at the Columbia Princeton School, Columbia Princeton Electronic Music Center. First one was Synchronisms 5 for percussion ensemble and electronics. And the percussionists are noted on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. This ensemble was conducted by Harvey Salberger. And again, the composition was in 1969. And this is included on Pioneers of Electronic Music from New World Records, released in 1991 and reissued in 2006. Mario Davidovsky again, Synchronisms number 6. Which is discussed in the obituary that I've linked to from the New York Times. That's on the Martian Gardens blog at Martian Gardens, episode 988, hour number one. And we'll continue. What we heard was, again, Synchronisms number 6 from the Music of Mario Davidovsky, Volume 3 on Bridge Records, released in 2005. That's, again, for piano and electronics. The pianist here was Alec Karras, and the electronics were realized in 1970. This was recorded at an unlisted date at KAS Music Sound in Astoria, New York. Mario Davidovsky, Synchronisms number 6, performed by Alec Karras. Mario Davidovsky also composed a large body of work without electronics, and when he used music with texts, he often adapted them from the Bible, and that's what we'll hear for our second in the half hour of remembrance of Mario Davidovsky, a 15-minute piece called Biblical Songs. From another Bridge release called Three Cycles on Biblical Texts. The songs here are four songs. First, from Song of Songs. Second, And Samson Said. Third, Psalm 137. And fourth, Isaac's Blessing. And this is soprano Susan Naruki with members of the Parnassus Ensemble, flute by Keith Underwood, clarinet by Alan R. Kay, violin by Cyrus Stevens, cello by Chris Finkel, piano by Christopher Oldfather. Recorded at Master Sounds in Astoria, New York. This is a composition from 1990, Mario Davidovsky. In memory, this is called Biblical Songs. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 988, hour number one. Thank you.
heaps, heaps upon a heart heaps.
Thank you.
Remembering Mario Davidovsky on Martian Gardens, episode 988. He died a week ago, August 23rd. And what we heard just then was biblical songs. Davidovsky often used biblical songs, as biblical passages, as texts. And in this case, there were four of them. A first song from the Song of Songs, second, And Samson Said, third, Psalm 137, and fourth, Isaac's Blessing. And the scripture citations are on the Martian Gardens blog, martiangardens.blog. That was included on a 2002 release from Bridge Records, Mario Davidovsky, Three Cycles on Biblical Texts. And that featured soprano Susan Naruki and members of the Parnassus Ensemble. And that was recorded in Astoria, New York, a 1990 composition from Mario Davidovsky. And again, we remember him very fondly for his work in both the fields of electronic music and contemporary chamber music. Actually, it's interesting to note there is almost no music for full orchestra in Davidovsky's oeuvre, but lots for smaller ensembles. And let's see, again, that was Three Cycles on Biblical Texts, and that one entitled simply Biblical Songs, the late Mario Davidovsky. And we continue with electroacoustic music and electronic music. We'll hear from Larry Austin, and then a student of Larry Austin's, Court Lipp. Larry Austin wrote his quadrants in the early 70s, initially, 11 event complexes, and we'll hear number four, and it's an event complex number four and event complex number nine. And these are included on the CDCM Computer Music Series, Volume 19, a Larry Austin retrospective. I think there are two or three of the CDCM Computer Music Series that are dedicated entirely to Larry Austin because CDCM was his baby. He was the manager of it, and so he put up the money to get a few of his own monographs CDs on these 39 volumes, which are mostly compilations that feature the works of a certain group of composers and musicians at one university or another, one electronic music studio or another. And in this case, what we have here is Larry Austin's Quadrants, which number four, composed in 1972, and number nine, composed in 1974. The first one, number four, was also revived, revised for this release. And Austin describes event complexes thus. The 11 event complexes of the Quadrant series, the event complexes function to explore the aural extensicities of a given space with amplified processed instruments or voices combined with continuously changing sonorities heard on tape. And in this case, this is for percussion, delay system, and electronic music on tape with a Yamaha disc clavier, performed by J.B. Floyd, and percussion by Robert McCormick and Mel Mobley, Florida musicians. Music recorded at Gusman Hall, University of Florida, Coral Gables in January of 1994, with post-production and pre-production by Larry Austin in studios in Tokyo, Mills College, and Sacramento, first in the early 70s and then in 1994 for this recording. Then a student of Larry Austin's, who's made quite a name for himself in electroacoustic music, Court Lipp, will hear a piece called Paraptra, coming from music from Seamus, the Society for Electroacoustic Music in the United States. Music from Seamus Volume 2, which has been reissued on New Focus Recordings, originally released by the Seamus organization in 93. And this is music for two-channel electroacoustics realized at IRCAM. That's the Institute for Research and Coordination of Acoustics and Music, famous electronic music studio in Paris. And this was realized in 1991, again, for the Society for Electroacoustic Music in the United States, Court Lipp. Following this 9-minute piece, Larry Austin, Quadrants, Event Complex Number 4 and Event Complex Number 9. You're listening to Martian Gardens, Episode 988, Hour Number 1. The Martian Gardens blog is Martian Gardens, one word, martiangardens.blog.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.